best friend of mine. He tours nationally and internationally. He's been on television before, but he says it's none of your business. And he just makes me laugh. He is really hilarious. Please welcome Liam McEnany.
Yes, I am single. Thank you. I don't know why that's funny. And like every single guy, I have tried prostitution. And it was great. I made $7 from a guy with a Michael Moore fetish. I'm not gay. You guys are like, Liam, you're so well dressed and in such great shape. How could you not be gay? But I'm not gay. But a few weeks ago, I was hanging out with some buddies, and we ended up at a gay bar. And I walked in there like, man, I hope these guys don't hit on me. And then an hour later, I was like, why isn't anyone hitting on me? I have pretty lips. A lot of guys want to be a woman's first time. And I will admit, I have never been a woman's first time. Once or twice, I've been told I'm a woman's last time. Which doesn't make any sense, because when it comes to sex, I am like an Olympic athlete, in the sense that I train and I train and I train every day for an event that happens once every 4 years. Thank you. Thank you for applauding my sadness. That's awesome. You're like, yes, you look like that guy. I'm from New York City. Wow, really? All right, I just got a power salute there. I am from New York City. New York City, I think, is the greatest city on earth, next to San Bernardino. It's San Bernardo, then New York City. New York City has the best, most friendly homeless people on earth. They will give you all kinds of advice without even being asked. I was walking down the street, a guy sitting in the gutter shouts at me, hey, my man, you gotta walk tall. You gotta show some pride. I was like, thanks, you're not wearing any pants. I am a lover, not a fighter. Which made me the least popular member of my high school wrestling team. They were not a fan of my figure four or my camel clutch. So I decided I wanted to do something about it. I decided I wanted to learn karate. Yeah, that guy knows what's up. For the rest of you, if you haven't taken karate, when you go to the dojo, the first thing that happens is a guy behind a counter hands you a set of white pajamas and says, here, wear these. I'm like, well, that makes sense. I'm paying a guy to beat the crap out of me for 2 hours. Why not wear something sexy for him? So I do, and I go in there, and the instructor says, I am gonna show you what you will be able to do if you stick with your lessons. And he's got a big wooden board right here, and he goes, yeah! And he breaks the board with his bare hand. And he's got a brick right here. And he goes, yeah! And he breaks the brick with his bare hand. And I'm like, whoa, excuse me, that's great if I'm ever attacked by a house. But what do I do if I'm fighting a person? I'm drunk. I don't like the looks of his face. And he says, listen, the reason you learn karate is so you may never need to use it. I'm like, dude, I already know how to not use karate. Have you seen me in a fight? Unless karate involves a lot of slapping and crying, I've mastered not using it. But I decided to stick with my lessons. And after a few months, I got a little cocky. And one night, I'm leaving the dojo at 11:30 at night. And I decided to take a shortcut down a dark alley. Halfway down this dark alley, I was attacked by two unemployed carpenters armed only with a large wooden board and a brick. I'm like, all right, this is where my training comes in. So I turn to the guy at the board and go, excuse me while I wear something sexy for you. And he said, were you on my high school wrestling team? And he ran away. And I turn to the guy at the brick and I go, ha-ha, yeah. And I managed to break my hand using only his brick. This made him laugh so hard he dropped his brick on his foot, breaking his foot, sending him backwards into garbage cans where he's attacked by a feral cat and a homeless man who is telling him to walk with pride. I guess I'll close by saying, I like to drink. Wow, all right. I'll tell you why. Alcohol is great. Because thanks to alcohol, I am no longer scared of horror movies. Because thanks to alcohol, I've been at a party where I've congratulated a woman on being pregnant. Yes. Oh, yes. You're right there with me. I have congratulated a woman on being pregnant before I knew for sure whether or not she was pregnant. That is the worst, scariest second of your life. Between the moment those words come out and the moment you hear what you just said. I was at an office Christmas party. I was talking to my CEO and his wife. And I said to her, congratulations, when's it due? And then she said, when's what due? And then I went sober. It was like all the alcohol just left my body. Like it was going, so long, asshole. Enjoy clearing up this mess we just made. And I had what they call an out-of-body experience. Because I found myself standing next to myself saying, okay, this is how we're gonna get out of it. And I saw myself say, oh, I'm sorry, Linda from accounting told me. And I heard a woman's voice behind me say, what did I tell you? And I did one of those 45-minute horror movie turns. It's just like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And there was Linda from accounting. And I blacked out. It's like my brain said, all right, we are no longer making the correct decisions. Let's let the body take over. And I know what I did next because I am apparently a legend to all the people I used to work with. They tell this story like a ghost story around a campfire. It's the true story of why we can't have company, alcoholic company functions. It's the terrifying tale of the asshole who ruined it for everybody. Because I apparently grabbed Linda from accounting by the back of the head and I made out with her. The next morning, I went into the office. Well, I didn't even bother going into the office. I just went up to the security desk in the lobby and said, hey, I'm Liam. And they said, here's your stuff. All right, that's it for me. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your show.